Day 26, or January the 26th. God deserves the best. Our thoughts today are rooted in Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. Now the big picture surrounding these verses. Today we are given details about how to make a box, which would be called the Ark of the Covenant, and be used to hold the tablets of stone bearing the Ten Commandments. There are also descriptions of items of furniture, such as a table and lampstand, that would be used inside the tabernacle, and ultimately inside the Temple of Solomon. The tabernacle was a large tent made from separate linen curtains held together with golden clasps. This would be off-limits to everyone except the high priest, and even then only once a year on the Day of Atonement. Woven into the curtains are threads of special colours, blue, purple, and scarlet. These are royal and priestly colours that were very expensive to manufacture and therefore only used by important and wealthy people. As a mark of respect and honour to God, they were used in the tabernacle. Nothing's too good for God. And now our action step for today. The house of God is in perfect order. It had to be, as the Hebrews believed God deserved only the best. Throughout the centuries, church buildings have been built using the best materials and using the most expensive things to glorify God. I have to be honest and say that there are times when this does jar with me, when it seems wasteful to my eye. But I'm sure the builders knew why they used such extravagant materials. However, there is a strand in some churches today that seems to believe that God will only use the cheapest and be offended if it's good quality. It is not particularly holy to only use the cheapest. Always give God the best. Don't waste his money, but always glorify him in the ways you use it.